famous Phil Henry show, we will have Chris Norton talking about a run-in with a lesbian customer there at...
Rusty Pelican.
At the Rusty Pelican. This ought to be interesting.
What do you mean by a run-in?
My understanding, a firearm was drawn.
Well, we'll see exactly when that happened. Also today, we have Reverend Dave Castorini, who believes that the only problem Shirley Roper of the Westboro Baptist Church has is that she's not gotten any real good Christian intimacy.
Yes, he's very careful to say that we're not talking about sex, per se. We're talking about good Christian intimacy, which is something that Dave Castorini's ministry has been talking about. For quite some time.
Yeah, on account, Dave Castorini. I'm sorry. Dave Castorini.
Did you belch?
Yeah.
Watch it. Come on, man. The guy's allowed to belch, isn't he?
No, Phil, not on the air and not in my direction. You don't look at me and then walk up to me and open your mouth and stick your mouth around my nose and go burp. You don't do that.
Well, I don't remember him doing that anyway, so...
Anyway, let me ask you a question. Dave Castorini's going to do what?
Thank you, bud.
Why do we have to trail that music through the...
Because it is very relevant music. I love that music. While it's playing, of course, I hate it. I think it is... It's not even music. It's noise. It's not even noise. It is the sound of someone having their toes cut off with pruning shears. You know.
Yeah, but when they end the music.
When they end it, I love it.
All right, well, that's fine. I don't really care. What, I'm sorry about it. What, let me ask you a question. What is this guy, Castorini?
Dave Castorini has the youth ministry in Scottsdale, Arizona, where they believe in good Christian sex, that it is a...
They believe that Christian sex is a way of attracting people to the flock, you see? It is to the flock.
Yeah, it's a way to get people in.
Way to get people in. So what do you do? You're trying to tell me a guy sits there and says, I'd like to be in the Christian. And come on over and give me the hum.
I beg your pardon, General.
But what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's in a nutshell, General. You want to be in a... I'd like to be in a Christianity, but I want to hear more about it. Can you come over and give the blowjob?
They do not...
Wait a minute. Yes, they do.
Are you telling me that's what they say?
They don't say it in that many words, no.
Well, they do say it.
Well, they've got a weird way of going at things over there, man.
Yeah, they got like prayer counselors.
Prayer counselors? What do they do?
They are, you know what, Phil, the longer you let this go on, the more misunderstood this is going to be.
Well, Margo, what do you got, have you got a stake in this? Why do you care?
I don't care whether Dave Castorini lives or dies. What I do care about, though, is that this very sensitive topic is not turned into some kind of a volleyball game for the filth-minded and for the dirty little creep.
Well, she doesn't want it to be just bandying about the dirty, filthy ideas.
Yes, they go back and forth across the net of propriety between the dirt mind here on Robert and the filth pit of a brain on Bud. And back and forth over the net of propriety goes the topic of...
sex.
Well, specific sex. Blowjobs, you know.
Oh, you said a dirty. Yeah!
I did not say anything like that.
Yes, you did, Margaret.
I mumbled it.
You didn't use the Margaret mumble.
All right, then boom.
Yeah, the only problem with the Margaret mumble, which I've asked you to reconsider, is that no one knows what you're saying.
They know what I'm saying, don't you, Bud?
Yes, you see him, well.
Yeah, don't you do it. So what I'm saying is that Castorini and his ilk and his crew, this group of perverse individuals, they go out and they recruit people for the Christian faith by giving ammonia and you know.
Oh, that too, huh?
You know what? I'm going to come unglued.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We do have coming up Bob Bakian with the traffic. We also have Harvey Wireman with Harvey Wireman's news break. Just ahead. By the way, here's the picture of... You've got a picture there, bud?
Yeah, go ahead. Picture of Shirley Roper. Ah, God, man.
Let's see the picture of Shirley Roper.
Oh, man, are you kidding? He's gonna climb that? Forget it.
All right, well, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Kendall Galen Shaw here reminding you, if you want to contact Phil Henry on social media, well, you can do that on Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhenry or twitter.com Twitter.com. /Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, that's it.
And you can also contact me at twitter.com/Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman at twitter.com/TheBudDickman.
Also, you go over and like our fan page, too, at Facebook. It is the facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, P-H-A-N-S, facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, P-H-A-N-S. Before we get into any of that stuff, though, let's head on out here to the highways, the byways, and all of that there. Bob Bakian, Bob.
Right now, the highway, I've got a man, I've got teeth, grabbed that butt, tell you what, look at that, his teeth, look like I got halitosis out there, took a deep breath, didn't know he was about to fly the airplane, so hope we do a good job for you this morning. You're on the west side now, I'm looking at that traffic's coming on the outbound lane, and they're on the soundbound lane. If you're on the outbound or the inbound, and I'll tell you what, you're bound to find out whether or not you're on the inbound or outbound if you're going the wrong way to the outbound. Get on down there, make sure you're in the right lane and go on down full speed ahead, smash right into a car, maybe a bus, maybe a truck, and I think you'll find out the CHP is right on the middle, and they'll pull you out of that car into burning heat. Hey, we're here in the San Bernardino Freeway coming to the inbound south. Got the Tazard, and there's a Tazard, not desert, it's called a Tazard. It's a place where you go out and you get tased, you're left in the Tazard. It's a Tazard of tases, and that's what it is. When the tasers go to die, it's called a Tazard. Up here in the upper upside, well, there's in the upland area, of course, too, and there's the wake ground, the grapevine, and so... This is Harvey Wireman with the news. This is Newsbreak. Go ahead, honey.
Harvey Wireman has the news. Harvey Wireman will do it for you. Harvey Wireman, Newsbreak.
Thank you very much. That's my little granddaughter. And she will be very much a part of the program, I can most readily assure you. All right, well, Phil, you were talking about this guy. His name is Paul Pelton, and this guy was a piece of work. Apparently, Mr. Pelton went to an auto mobile accident. And
automobile accident.
Oh, you're hold on. Give me the glasses, honey.
Harvey Wireman, no!
No, you don't have to do that now. Give me the glasses.
Give him the glasses, honey.
Mommy, I'm there.
Give him the glasses.
Give me the glasses.
Harvey Wireman,
Dad.
I don't care. I don't want her hogging the spotlight. Jesus. Here we go. There was an automobile accident in Ohio. And
Ohio.
What's it called?
Ohio.
In Ohio. In Wicca, trois men were hurt. One of the men did.
One of the men died.
And
he got arrested for videotaping. What this guy did...
Hold on, Phil. I'm giving the news.
Look at Wireman. You're about as informative... You're as informative as Helen Keller in the middle of the Hindenburg...
The Hindenburg... Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know.
Look, General, I can tell you this right now. Helen Keller probably was very informative in the middle of the Hindenburg. You're talking about explosion?
That's right.
She was to scream... Well, she couldn't scream.
The only thing she could do is jump up and down and wave her hands.
Well, that's informative.
Yeah, if you're looking at her. Oh,
God, man.
All right, well, anyway... I'm doing the best I can.
Look, let's forget. This is a story about an asshole who... I think we're done with the music, aren't we, Bud?
Done with it?
Hold on, honey. Are we done with it?
Harvey Wireman. No! Harvey Wireman News.
What was that?
That's my granddaughter. I've taught her how to do things, how to say it, you know, say it, how to get it said. Say it again, honey.
Harvey Wireman News.
Oh, yeah, she's very talented.
Yeah, don't use it.
All right, honey, I'm sorry. But I like to show my granddaughter off.
Well, that sounded almost, I hate to say this, as if the child is demonically possessed.
What? What'd you say that?
It sounds like the kid's got some freaky way of, I don't know.
Yeah, leave it to you people to turn what would be a plus into a minus. My granddaughter has the theatrical ability to, you know, to do the different things with her voice, and you people think she needs a priest? Shh. Anyway, Phil, this is the story that...
Yeah, this Pelton, all I want to say is that the Pelton story is a very sick story. It's about, I think, a psychopath, a guy that...
What are you doing? Are you going to give... analysis, you tell me what's not appropriate?
No, I'm not saying it's not appropriate, but I think the less said about it, the better. Because I think the clearer we are with a story like that, the better.
And what does that mean?
It means, Harvey, we don't understand anything you're saying. You're saying...
Oh, here we go again with that. Look, it, I have been practicing...
Yeah, you can practice till the cow come home, okay?
How many times we got to tell you there's multiple cows, okay?
What difference does it make if there's multiple... You could be practicing till the cow or the cows or any number of cows come home, and you ain't going to make this thing any more legible. That's my feeling.
Well, let me tell you something. I have certain views... On the news of the day.
All right, let me ask you, Harvey. Could I
say that again?
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, it sounds like let me ask your son. That's what you said. I don't have a son here. I got a daughter and a granddaughter.
Dad,
what?
We have to get out and head over to the proctologist.
Oh, I got to get to the proctologist, Phil.
Yeah, and then we're gonna go and get bozo wings for the child.
And then my granddaughter needs felt wings for a school pageant. She's gonna be the first flying bozo. Is that it?
That's my understanding.
So my daughter is hipping me to all this. And
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
So they're living with you?
Yeah.
All right, and are you at your house?
Yes, I'm at my house, right? Are we at your house or my house?
No, we're at my house.
God damn it. God damn it. We're at my daughter's house again. You know, I...
Would you get your S-H-I-T?
Well, let's get out of here and get back. How did we get here?
Okay, Harvey, I'm going to let you go.
Well, I got to get in the car.
Yeah, you do that, man. You get in the car. All right, so...
Don't tell me. You're going to get rid of that segment. No, you're not.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say anything about that. That's fine. You know, we will we'll press on regardless, whatever. So there's Harvey Wireman with this morning's news break. That guy Pelton, his name is Paul Pelton. What happened was there was an accident. There were two young men in the car. One of them eventually died. The other one was very seriously injured. And rather than call 911, rather than find any emergency service, he walked up and videotaped. He opened doors, and he called them idiots, and he said that this is what happens. See, this is not human behavior. This is psychopathic behavior. And whether or not there are people out there that think he did a great thing, they're all just as messed up as he is. The fact is that this guy was...
He was walking around the car, and he was videotaping these young men as they were laying there.
Yeah, man, one kid was going to die, too.
Yeah, then the guy didn't do anything for him.
Right. So they finally charged him with a crime.
What was the crime?
They charged him with entering a vehicle. It was a misdemeanor. There's nothing on the books that says you have to call emergency services. You can stand there and be a scumbag. And never mind, I'm not going to get it.
Well, yeah, don't give us the speech about psychopathy and social responsibility and how we can, get rid of it that way. And
I'm not going to do that, but I'm just going to tell you, if we forced people to be more socially responsible, I'm not saying it would do any good, bad, or indifferent with the regular people, but with a psychopath, it does make a, forget it. I'll be right back. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Chris Norton talking with us here in a moment about this run. And he had with a lesbian couple at the Russi Pelican, whatever.
Famous Phil Henry Show would be right back and will be right back.
Don't forget about the ratings and reviews on iTunes. All you have to do is write a review, give it a rating, and there you go. It's as simple as ABC 123, you, me, and baby makes three. That's ratings and reviews on iTunes. Go over there and give Phil Henry's show the big thumb up that he's always deserved, that he's always needed, that he's always expected, and that you people came up short on. That's right. So you better start making with the love and making with the good stuff, or someone's gonna die.
He's kidding, folks.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
All right, so thank you, General.
Well, you wanted me to sell it, didn't you?
Famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and we'll be back in a moment here.
Gonna get Chris Norton on the line here. Chris Norton had an unexpected run-in at the Rusty Pelican the other night, which is where he is tonight. This is his favorite hangout. This is his bar. And I don't mean to, Chris, you can hang wherever you want to hang, but I dare say that you have had your fair share of problems there. With boyfriends?
We've had problems
with boyfriends, I think. Look, Mr. Henry, I don't look for trouble, but I'm not going to run away from trouble. My sass is...
We'll get to your sexuality in a moment, Chris, but what happened... So is this the first time you've had an encounter like this?
At a Rusty Pelican?
Yes, at the Rusty Pelican.
Yes, no.
What do you mean, yes, no?
The reason why I say yes, no is yes, because I've never had run-in with a lesbian, especially not who's got a mare's leg, okay? I don't know if you know what that is, Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry?
Yeah, what is it?
It's called a mare's leg.
I do not know what that is, no.
Yeah, it's a...
I'll do it, man, okay, Dickman, I'll do it. God.
Well, I looked it up and everything.
Doesn't matter, man, he's the guy being interviewed.
What is a mare's leg?
A mare's leg is a Western rifle that was almost like a sawed-off shotgun, but it wasn't a shotgun, it was a rifle. It was a pump-action rifle, and you would wear it in a holster. Generally, the holster was around the leg, and it was very, if you will, sexy to look at on a dude. Now, the other night here at the Pelican, a lady was definitely coming on to me strong, and it was a major hit, you know. So, and then when I turned and I did what is absolutely has been accepted and is a part of the Chris Norton, you know, basically my way of saying hello to a woman. I've been a Rusty Pelican now, Mr. Henry, in almost like 18 years, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
So you've been there since you were 10?
No, I've been here since I was 21.
So you've been there like 7 years?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, I guess that's the math, but it seems like I've been here for 18 years. And
yeah, I bet it seems like you've been there for 18 years for a lot of the customers, too.
God damn. You know,
All right, well, let's not get into it here. So what happened? What do you mean you did something customary?
My customary greeting to any woman who comes on to me, because you have to understand that, all right, the general and Martin and Margaret and Big and Doug and
Bud, not Big.
I'm sorry, Bud and Bobbert and
Robert.
Robert, I know that you think that I'm a scumbag. You know,
look, Chris, I don't think you're a scumbag. I just think you're a guy that's got no morality. You sleep with anything that moves.
That's absolutely not true. And also, when you say that, that puts out the bad word on me, like I'm going to go to bed with a beast. I have never bedded a beast. I never will.
What do you mean a beast? Beast. Beast.
That's what I said, a beast. So,
Chris, you have to understand, you're not very easily understood.
I think maybe if some people will listen a little bit closer. You know, I'm very relaxed. I take my time. I'm having a couple of cocktails this evening. I'm going to go back over to my condo. And right now, all the ladies are on the dance floor. And guess who they're dancing for? For me. For me. I'm the one who's being danced for. And
all right, would you tell me what happened when the girl came over and came onto you?
Well, what happened was basically this. She came through the velvet rope area. And that is, as you know, there is a rope that's set up from the door all the way around me. If you come through the rope, the velvet area rope, then you want to talk to me, you know?
Yeah, the velvet rope area doesn't mean that nobody can go to the bar area.
No, well, she came through the velvet rope area where I'm roped off, okay?
What do you mean you're roped off? So you're roped off like you're something special, huh?
General, I got to tell you something. When it comes to ladies, yeah, I am. Where's he been, man? I mean,
General, you've gotten the word on Chris, haven't you?
Yeah, what do you mean got the word? I know all about the guy, sure.
All right, you understand that my sets.
No, Chris, I don't understand anything about you. You say you're sexy and that you've bedded all these... That's fine, okay? But the fact of the matter is, you being roped off... There's a hot one.
You know what, General? I mean, you know, I know you've done a lot for the country and everything, but...
You better believe it, friend, a lot more than you.
You know, I'm trying to be one of the top... I have the largest collection of adult films on the West Coast, okay? And
who gives a sweet, hot, jolly, holy... Oh, man.
Get all the dirty movies.
They're not... We're called dirty, man, okay? You know, the...
The largest collection of adult films on the West Coast hardly recommends you as the big sex god, you know?
No, it doesn't. But put it together, what do you got, Seth? And more Seth. And, you know...
Well, you were living at your parents' house for a while, man, and you had this big collection of... You have your own... condominium?
Yeah, I basically do. I mean, I share it with my manager, Lance Germain. And
here we go. Here's this guy, Lance Germain. I love to hear about this guy.
Well, I mean, you want to hear about him, but I tell you right now, Lance Germain is one of... What are you talking about, man? Yeah.
Well, right, hold on. We have this girl, Rachel, on the phone. She was the girlfriend of the girl whose ass you grabbed.
Wait, no. I cupped the cheek. I told you, I cup a butt cheek.
You cup the butt cheek.
No, ma'am. You don't say. You say it like this. I cup a butt cheek.
Yeah, you gotta say it like that.
What do you mean you gotta say it like that? What is it? What are you trying to pull down?
I'm not pulling nothing, General. When the girl came, I'm roped off, okay?
So you're roped off, which means what?
That means if you come through the rope, you want Chris. If you come through the rope, it's understood that you want Chris. Okay, so this girl come through the rope, and her name was Alessis. And I said, hi, I'm Chris, and I cup a butt cheek.
Why do you have to say it in that cadence? You sound so utterly and completely deficient in so many ways. I don't know whether it is the motor sensory drive area, whether you have been stunned into speaking in that manner, or whether it is psychological trauma. I cup a butt cheek sounds so grotesque that I want to kill myself and stay alive long enough to lay down on your front porch just as your mother's getting there. I don't know.
Oh, so you want to shock my mother? Oh.
That's how absolutely strongly I feel about this.
Look, Phil.
No, wait. I agree with Margaret. It doesn't matter how you say it. When the girl gets to the,
No, I think it matters how you say it. What do you mean? You cup a butt cheek.
No, sir. I cup a butt cheek.
God damn you to hell. You say it the way I want you to.
All right, hold on, will you? We're not going to do that. So this girl comes to the thing, and you cupped her butt cheek, as you say it, and here comes this girl, Rachel.
Yeah, and this woman, Rachel, who I'm saying, with all respect, she said she was a woman, and...
Let's not go this way, Phil, I'm telling you.
I totally understand, but, I mean, sorry, bud, Chris...
God dang, you're gonna mistake me for a slurmeister like him.
Yeah, my son, that's not very nice.
What do you mean a slurmeister, man? You ain't talking right.
Yeah, you talk like you're the slurmeister of the century. You know that.
Look, at Norton, nobody understands you other than some guy who's got shit in his ears. I'll tell you.
All right, here, I'll tell you what. We got Rachel, the girl that pulled this mare's leg.
Yeah, it was a mare's leg. I knew I was staring at a business end of a mare's leg, you know. And
a mare's leg.
Yeah, this is some kind of a sawed-off rifle, is that it?
Yeah, multi-shot rifle.
So it's a semi-automatic.
No, it's not a semi-automatic. It is a pump-action mare's leg, and right away I knew there's a mare's leg. And I was at a business end of it, you know. And it was very. I had a lot of anxiety, you know. And
you had what?
I had a lot of anxiety. I was anxious. I was very anxious. I'm sure you understand.
Anxiety.
Oh, brother.
No, that's what he talks.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Ever since I've been talking to Chris Norton, and I've been talking to him for a number of years, there isn't much that he says that I say.
That's right. There isn't much that you say that...
Look at Norton.
All right, we'll talk about this in a moment. We'll get back here with Rachel Eisenhower. Is that her name?
Yeah, named Rachel Eisenhower. It's a little Marina Del Rey with a girlfriend, a lady by the name of Alessis Clay. And they were in a Rusty Pelican. They're having a cocktail. Norton cupped a butt cheek. All hell broke loose. And,
what do you mean all hell broke loose?
Well, apparently, they had to get the bouncer. The bouncer bounced Rachel. They did not bounce out Chris, because Chris is a good customer there, and they roped him off.
Yeah, on account of he's roped off.
What is this he's roped off bullshit?
That's what I want to know.
Apparently, Chris is considered to be a real catch there at the Rusty Pelican, so they rope him off, and you have to qualify the guy. I don't know.
Oh, man.
You know something? I'd love to go down there for a beer and walk right through that rope, and I'd love it if that guy tried to cup a butt cheek, meaning mine.
All right, we'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show here with more of this falderall and insanity. Chris Norton talking about a pretty tough scrape he got into the other night, Friday night at the Rusty Pelican. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Now, I got to tell you something, guys. We're making a special announcement today And I want you to take a look at what I have on Phil TV in HD. If you don't have Phil TV in HD, you can we'll put a picture of it up here on our homepage on the website. This is a Phil Hendry action figure from circa 2005 when my face was shaved, when I used to wear turtleneck sweaters. And you can see this little action figure. He has a Phil Hendry sweatshirt on. Okay? We are going to be giving away this Phil Hendry, this rare and vintage, one-of-a-kind, and not-to-be-duplicated Phil Hendry Show action figure. And I'll even, send it to you with a signed little certificate saying, yes, this is the one. I mean, there's not too many like it, but I'll tell you that this is the one that, and we actually do have some kind of a, don't we?
Well, I don't know, Phil. I've never seen that bloody thing before.
Let me see that thing. Jesus H. That's you, huh?
Looks like me, yeah. It's a pretty good likeness. We're going to give this away at a drawing at the end of August, okay? So all month, we will be asking you to sign up. If you're a Backstage Pass member, then you're already signed up. If you do not yet have a Backstage Pass, get over to philhendryshow.com and sign up for a Backstage Pass, and we'll put you in the running for a drawing to win this Phil Hendry action figure, this one-of-a-kind dude, man. He's wearing, look at these boots that he's got on. Can you see these, bud?
Yeah, he's got on, boots and everything. Got a pair of pants and everything.
Oh, he's wearing pants. Well, that's unique.
What does that mean?
Well, what do you mean? Well, yeah, he's got on. Of course he's got pants on.
Yeah, that's true.
He does have the little Phil Hendry sweater, and it has you winking and doing all of the stupid things you do.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, Phil, it's a... The thing looks asinine to me, and to think that you would allow this to be made... You allowed someone to make a figure of you. Now, do you know what some very sick and twisted individuals would do with something like this? They'd cut a hole in the pants.
Oh, my God.
They would. You know what? Look, I don't want to be juvenile, Phil. You give this away to some pervert, some animal that listens to your show, he's going to drill a hole in these pants, and it's...
And what?
I think you understand.
He will use by proxy, Phil. He'll use a pencil or a nail or something.
Or a small... Yeah, they can make probably a dildonic that...
Will you get out of here with this?
God damn, you people are sick.
I'm sick. I'm not the guy auctioning off a toy General Shaw, just so some guy can take it home and have his way with it using a pencil eraser.
All right.
Oh, look at Phil. You don't see it, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Henry's going...
Well, this guy is, you know...
What do you mean, this guy?
Yeah, you. Have my way with it with a pencil eraser.
I didn't say I would. Never mind, man. The more you talk, Hendry, the worse I look.
Exactly. All right, we'll be right back here now. In a moment, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, baby. Baby, baby. Later on, we got Dave Castorini to talk about Shirley Roper. Shirley Roper is with the Westboro Baptist Church, right, Margaret?
Yes, Shirley Roper is one of the more odious... Pardon me for saying this, Shirley. I know as a woman I should be a bit more respectful, but you are very... You are just one of the more odious people there. But I will tell you this. I think Reverend Castorini has a way out. He has a way out for all of us. And I'm looking forward to it.
You kidding me, man?
Let's not... Give it away.
Give what? Oh, you can't be serious.
Wait. We'll hear what Reverend Castorini has to say in just a moment. Meantime, we got Chris Norton with us. And we have on the line here, this is Rachel Eisenhower. Rachel, you were there at the club the other night. You were talking to Chris, and you were very upset with him, weren't you?
Well, yes, I was. I was talking to Chris Norton, and I was saying to him, that's my girlfriend. And he said... What do you mean that's your girlfriend? He said, your name is Rachel. I said, that's right. I'm a lesbian. And he said, and then he went into that ridiculous cup of butt cheek. He kept insisting that I say cup of butt cheek.
Mr. Henry, I just want to say, Ms. Eisenhower, I didn't say you had to say cup of butt cheek. I said, I'm going to be cupping the butt cheek. I said, but for me, it's cup of butt cheek.
I don't care what it is or what your language is. I'm not interested. You had put your hands on someone that I cared very much for. And I told you that I didn't want you to do that. Now, I didn't pull a mare's leg out of a holster on the side of a tied to my pants. What I had was a billy stick that I had in my back pocket. It was a regular billy club, Mr. Henry.
A billy club?
That's right. Mr. Norton immediately goes, a mare's leg hit the floor. He hits the floor, and three or four people near him hit the floor in their bellies. The bouncers come out. They grab a hold of this billy stick.
Well, let me interrupt you here, Rachel. What do you pull it out of billy stick in this club for?
I admit I got angry. I got very angry.
Yeah, well, you scared me. Pull out a billy. No, it was a mare's leg, Mr. I know the mare's leg because I've seen it. I've seen it many times.
A mare's leg, first of all, was on a television show. It didn't exist in real life.
What do you mean it didn't exist in real life?
Just what I said, General. It did. The mare's leg was something invented for a television show called Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh, the Steve McQueen show.
Yes, yes, exactly. It never existed in the Old West. And Mr. Norton kept making this big thing about, she's got a mare's leg. Everyone, hit the deck. It's a pump action.
I can tell you right now, I know it's pump action. Hey, what are you talking about? Look, I may be...
Could you have someone in the club turn this shit down? And
Rachel, you gotta calm down.
I'm sorry. I'm so.
Hey, Bob. I'm trying to get the bartender's attention, Mr. Harry. Bob.
Hey, Norton, I thought you were Mr. I thought they roped you off. Why don't they pay attention to you?
Don't worry. They'll pay attention to me. Hey, Bob. Oh, you already stopped the music. Okay, thanks. Here, he stopped it.
Well, thank God he did stop it. So anyway, Mr. Henry, what I did was I said to Mr. Norton, you're making me angry because he grabbed her butt cheek. He said, I did not. I cup a butt cheek.
This whole thing with the cadence, Chris.
Oh, my God. You had to take her side on this? She came out with a mare's leg. And
she didn't come out with a mare's leg. It was a billy stick.
I want to ask you something, though, Rachel. Seriously, you carry a billy stick around with you.
It's an old-school billy stick. It's not a PR-24. It's an old-school billy club that police officers are keeping them back. Women going into clubs, women going into bars, women by themselves have got to have a way to defend themselves. I got angry. I admit that. But I did not pull a firearm, and you can talk to the police that were there. Okay? The police never found a firearm.
I believe, Mr. Henry, I believe she secreted. I mean, you know, you can say...
I didn't secrete it anywhere, you... Pervert. You're really bent.
I believe she secreted it in the V. Okay.
Can you tell me she put the? You tell me that.
Bud, you just sounded so mental. I feel like throwing you back into a pit there, into the snake's pit, with Pumpkinhead and all that he's ever built.
I ain't doing out.
Easy.
I'm just saying. That it looked to me like it was secreted.
Look at Norton, you're not qualified to say what's secreted and what isn't, okay? You're a guy that was there squeezing someone's butt cheek.
What I said, General, I cup a butt.
I don't give a sweet JC how you say it. And that woman got angry, and I don't blame you, miss.
Thank you very much, sir. I would never have ever done anything, but it did get me angry.
But Chris, I think any time you put your hands on someone's loved one, someone's date, someone's girlfriend, someone's boyfriend, and it is no relation to you, people are going to get pissed.
Okay, then let's ask the 95 or the
$64,000 quest. He screwed up like this the other night too. He kept saying, "Oh, here's the $95,000 quest." I go, "It's called 64."
Okay, so it's big. Wow, you know.
Well, don't quit using it.
Let me ask you the $95,000 or the $64,000 question, okay? You say that God damn it, now I forgot.
Okay, all right. So let's just recap here. What we have is a situation where somebody came into the club, a couple. You said you cup a butt cheek or whatever the hell.
Yeah, well, okay, that was it. I was roped off. Why is she, you know, coming near me?
We didn't know anything about you being roped off. We saw a velvet rope around you, but Susie, I forget her name. I was with about three different people that night, you know, so...
So you got angry with this was one of three different people?
That's right. I dumped her after I saw what a slut she was, and I went back home and I picked up another broad and I brought... But the point that I'm making here is that when I pulled this billy club, the police have it. I didn't secrete it anywhere. The police have it. And they're looking at it.
Well, I didn't hear anything about police having it, okay? I heard it was secreted. And
do the police have it or not, Chris?
I don't know about it.
Okay, why don't you check? Why don't you check with the police and see if they have it?
That's the best thing to do, Norton. If you're using your brain, the very little use that you put it to, this might be an opportunity.
Oh, ha-ha. Hey,
Mr. Norton! Norton, you know, you only bring these things on yourself. The police have it. I was not charged because I never assaulted anybody. And him going around and saying he's looking at the business end of a mare's leg. Yeah, I'll bet he has seen the business end of a mare's leg, only it's called something else, and it was attached to another dude, and it...
Oh, my God, so now you're calling me gay. Now you call me gay.
Yeah, there are worse things. You know, why don't you just come out and admit it, okay?
You're the one, when I cut the butt cheek, okay, and...
Mr. Norton, you didn't say cut the butt cheek. You said, well, I cut the butt... You know, I thought there was a certain language.
What I meant to say was, I cut the butt cheek, and it was your girlfriend, you immediately come at me with a mare's leg, even though she come into the roped-off area.
All right, I got to ask a question. What is this roped-off area? I got to ask a question. The roped-off area, nobody's supposed to go there, and if they do...
If they go within the roped-off area, the thinking is they're coming on to Chris.
Thank you, Ms. Gray. That's exactly right. Okay, and this woman won't admit it.
We didn't know anything about it. No one told us anything about it. Nobody said if you go within the velvet rope area, and that man that's sitting there, that man with his shoe-shined hair and his stupid-looking clothes...
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, you're a les, so what would you know?
That's right, sir, I'm a les. They said if you go there, he will cup a butt cheek, and you are obviously coming. No one said anything to us. And I will say the Rusty Pelican there made up for it. We got a round of free drinks and dinner, and we were allowed to come back into the restaurant and had a great time.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God, I had to go home. I had to change my slacks because I spilled my Captain Morgan Coke on it. Okay.
Oh, goodness me.
You know what, Mr. Henry? Every time I come on your program, I try to find sympathy. People will understand that my cess and the power of the cess gets me in trouble with a lot of women. Here's a woman that came into the roped-off area. And
all right, Chris, we get it. She came into the roped-off area.
Chris, I think we give you an awful lot of airtime on this program to listen to your lunatic opinions. And today is no different.
My lunatic opinions. When a mare's leg...
There wasn't any mare's leg. It was a billy stick. She's just gotten done telling us, and the police just verified that through Bud, right?
Yeah, they got it. It's like a small billy club.
A small billy club.
Yeah, you know what a small billy club, Chris. That's probably like the one you're carrying in your pants already, right? And I tell you that the only reason why I don't sue you is because we were treated so well by the Rusty Pelican. It's a great restaurant over there. We love going in there.
Oh, you're going to sue me. I mean, what are you going to sue me? Are you going to sue me for being straight? Yeah, right. That's the way it is now, Mr. Henry. I'm straight, and I have cess, and my cess... shit. My sexual energy was so powerful that it almost turned your lesbian girlfriend back to the straight cess. Okay?
No. Guess again there, He-Man. Guess again, Ant-Man. That wasn't the way...
Ant-Man? Oh... See, that's...
All right, Chris, we're going to let you work this out with Ms. Eisenhower at some other point. We appreciate filling us in on this. At least you still have your roped-off area, huh?
Yeah, I do. I am roped off.
Well, Chris, that's great you're roped off because now I know clearly where I don't want to be, and that's anywhere near you at that bar.
Great. That's about how I want it, too, because in the roped-off area, I cup a butt cheek.
Yes, that's right. You cup a butt cheek. Oh, my God. Mr. Henry, have you ever had this guy x-rayed, like really a full CAT scan to see if there's something missing up there? Because I can tell you that...
No, it's fine. I'm sure that he is...
I'm fine, okay? The only thing that's wrong in this segment is you and the fact you don't understand the rope off.
what a jacket. Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, Ms. Eisenhower. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, that is... about what I had to deal with there the other night at a Rusty Pelican.
At a Rustic Pelican?
Rusty Pelican.
The Rusty Pelican. All right, Chris, it sounds like you made an ass out of yourself.
No, I did not.
Look, there's no such thing as a mare's leg. You know, you just heard the lady say that.
What does she know about it, man?
Well, I think she... I just looked it up myself on the Winklepedia, right, bud?
Yeah, we looked it on Winklepedia, and...
It's not Winklepedia, man. It's called Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, not Wiktapedia.
And what did it say?
It said the mare's leg was invented for the TV show Wanted Dead or Alive.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it's at least 1958. And
all right, Chris, thanks a lot, man. And are you going back? Well, I guess you're there tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'm always the Rusty Pelican tonight. And it is roped off, and in about 20 minutes, they'll drop the rope, and then you can come over and say hello. But if you come over the rope, if you climb, if you try to, one night some girl try to climb over it, And we were like, whoa, you know, she climbed it. And I wouldn't even cup a butt cheek. And
oh, the poor girl. She didn't have her butt cheek cupped. Well, that must have just absolutely devastated her.
Okay, you know, if the day you wish you had your butt cupped, okay?
What an animal. I want him called back.
No.
Chris, if you're listening, and I know you are, because your ego knows no bounds, you try to cup my butt cheek, and I can assure you, my fine feathered friend, that what you pull back won't resemble a hand. It'll be attached to your arm at the wrist, yes. But you won't know whether it's a piece of red meat, whether it's something that, like, prime rib with all the fat cut out.
God damn, Margaret.
Yes.
We got a lot of people flipping their lids here today. All right, we're going to be back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show on philhendryshow.com with Dave Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries to talk to us about the Westboro Baptist Church and their antics. They're going to be out protesting at some more of these funerals, Margaret.
The Westboro Baptist Church has no dignity, no decency. They'll be at the funerals of... We won't even mention it.
What we're going to do is talk to Dave Castorini on what can be done here.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, yeah!
Yeah, the Phil Hendry Show with all the merchandise you want. You want the Phil Hendry Show t-shirt. You want the Phil Hendry Show ball cap. You want the Phil Hendry Show Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt or hoodie. You want to have the Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. How about that Rudy Canoza Je T'aime Lingerie pink ladies tee? Or how about a shot glass? How about the coffee mug? Man, we got it all. We got it in triplicate and duplicate. And if you want to get the downloads, got those too. All of our Best of Radio Day CDs are available now. As downloads. So pick those up too. It's all at the Phil Hendry Show online store, philhendryshow.com.
Love it, love it.
Woo!
Love it, man.
I love it so much.
That's great, bud. All right. Dave Castorini joining us from the youth ministry. He's at the hockey practice for the girls. Is this your girls' team?
Phil, well, what we have here is, it's not a girls' team, no. This is our ladies, our women's team. We have a women's hockey team, and we're hoping that Castorini Ministries can compete on a very high level against some of these other amateur women's hockey teams. We really feel there's an opportunity there to meet people and to bring people to the gospel by playing hockey. And
by playing hockey, and these are the women.
Yes, these are the women, and we just think it's going to be a great. Like I said, it's a great opportunity for us to get to know these gals and to have the girls work on something that they've never worked on this before. You know, it's hockey is an interesting sport. It's a physical sport. It's a violent sport, but it's not like football. It's not like rugby or anything. I think it can still qualify as. I think there's a lot of ladies can play it, you know.
Well, I know that, but there's also an awful lot of physical violent contact. It may not be rugby or hockey, but women are getting their teeth knocked out.
Yeah, they are, but I think it teaches women how to get in there and mix it up. And let me put it to you this way, and I hope I'm not misunderstood. We have a lot of young women who, for whatever reason, they fall away. They fall away from God's word. It happens. I'm not saying that I, you know, encourage it. I'm not saying that it's anything that I'm proud of, but we do. We have to find an adequate way to punish these girls, but not in a manner that is going to be overt. It's not as if you get them up in front of the rest of the congregation and use a switch on them, paddle them or that. But you put them in a hockey game, and you get someone to put an elbow in their teeth.
Well, what's the difference?
Yeah, you're still physically violent.
No, there is a difference, because you're out and you're learning the game of hockey, but you stepped over the line. Speaking of stepping over the line, I heard Mr. Norton talking about that. You're learning the game of hockey, but hey, you know, you had a sexual misadventure.
But let me ask you something, Reverend Castorini. Sexual misadventure, my understanding is you use sex to convert people.
Yes, we do, but you only do that with the green light and with the word of the leader, which is me. You don't go out and freelance. If I hear of a young lady who is going to do prayer counseling by going to someone's house and performing oral sex on a prospective novitiate or a prospective member of our congregation. I put them on the hockey team for three straight games with the instructions to the bigger players, those that play goon, those that are defense people, to go ahead and throw an elbow, board check, high stick, whatever you got to do to knock some teeth. I can't, you know, it's just...
All right, you know, man...
No, it's not you know, man, Phil. I wish I could tell you the beauty of it.
David, it doesn't sound beautiful at all. It sounds absolutely violent. It's assaultive and abusive.
I knew you'd say that. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You put those girls on that team. Do they have a choice? Do they have to play hockey?
Do they have to play? Well, of course they have to play. Everybody plays hockey.
Well, do you have a men's team?
Not yet, but when we do, they will have to play.
Yeah, no, I agree with Margaret. Sounds like you just put these girls on this team so they get a stick in the face.
A lot of these girls got a stick in the face, okay? Okay?
Yeah, it's funny, man.
You know what, Castrini, why don't you stick to doing what you do?
There's another stick. There's another stick. Lom got a stick.
Hey, David, seriously, man, stick to just giving us the scoop on the ministry, okay?
Okay, fine. I feel I have so much more to offer.
David, no, you don't. You're not funny. I don't think you're particularly insightful. You have this very weird religious cult, if you ask me.
No, ma'am. It is not a cult. I've said it over and over and over and over, and I will never give in. It is not a cult. We believe in basic principles. You can see these principles in all the major religions. So we're not a cult. No one's worshiping me.
Yeah, but you're the guy that gives the green light on the hockey team. And who gets a high stick and,
Oh, God, you...
Oh, is hockey stick a high stick? Does that mean...
Well, you guys, I'll go ahead and use the Margaret Mumble.
You are not qualified to use that. You're a Christian minister.
I'm going to do it anyway. You think it means bonehead?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Well, that's what I think...
All right, so let's get to the reason why you're here, and I'll tell you, after that lead-in, I have no idea what to expect. You believe that the Westboro Baptist Church, a group that has been so designated as a hate group by certain organizations, a group that has used such volatile verbiage as God hates fags, all of this God hates America, you believe that the key to breaking this organization is Shirley Roper.
I absolutely do, Phil, and I think that our church, the Dave Castorina Youth Ministry, is uniquely placed. I'm sorry that we started this out so contentiously. I know what I'm doing. If I want to bring these young people back into the fold, especially our girls, I'm not going to put them through any kind of ugly hazing or discipline. I put them on the hockey team. They go out there, and they get a stick right in the teeth as they're going in, as they're on a breakaway. And they think they're all that, you know? They think they fooled Reverend Castorina again. Watch me, I'm on a breakaway. I'm going to slam this puck home. I'm going to score one for the team. Watch me, I got a whole new career. And then someone comes along and takes a stick, a high stick, and jams it so far into their face that they got themselves a Chelsea grin. Oh!
Oh, my God!
What do you mean a Chelsea grin? What's a Chelsea grin? It's when you cut the sides of the mouth. Oh, my God!
Well, hey. You people want to play rough.
Hey, Reverend, no, I'm not the one playing rough. You're the one, okay? Now, having said, let's just stop while we're ahead.
I want to tell you more. So,
No. Quit while you're ahead, because we want to talk about now this idea you got to break the power of the Westboro Baptist Church. And what is that?
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm hoping that you will not be as cynical with me as you have been.
I want to know what it is.
I do, too. Now, I just saw that... Holy God.
Jesus!
Yeah, okay, I don't know what they're looking at.
Just never mind. Tell us what your idea is.
My idea is very simply this. The Dave Castorina Christian Church is uniquely placed because we do use intimate Christian sex to convert. And I think that's exactly what Shirley Roper needs. And I think the individual who can minister to her best is myself, Dave Castorini. Now, I heard someone say, oh, my God.
Well, the reason is, are you looking at Phil TV right now?
Well, I'm looking at a face. Is that Shirley Roper?
That's Shirley Roper. So you're the guy that's going to minister sexually to her, huh?
Well, yes, I am. Yes, I am. But
Did you not know what she looked like?
I had seen her in different pictures. This is a... That's not a very flattering picture.
No, it isn't. No. That's the one that you say you're going to convert.
Yeah, let me ask you something, Dave, and I'm trying to hold my temper and be respectful.
Well, no, you just let it go, General.
No, believe me, you don't want to hear me let it go.
You just said blah blah. It sounded like you said baloney, believe me.
No, I didn't say that. And you can go ahead and mock me all you want.
Well, I'm glad you're beginning to grow up, General.
Because, what does that mean, I'm beginning to grow up?
It's just easy. Go ahead.
Just easy?
Yeah, see, you get sidetracked easy, General.
No. Let me tell you something, Castorini. And I'll say this. This woman, this roper, this hate-filled thing, you're going to have sex with that, and you're going to do what?
I will have sex with it, with her, and show her there are better things in life than being hateful toward God's children. Okay, I'll say it. I know you're all standing there, and you've got, you know, you're putting a sock in your mouth, or you're trying to keep yourselves from laughing. I'm sure everybody's standing in the corner, tears coming down your eyes. I'll say it. Dave Castorini, I can bring...
You can really bring it, huh?
I can bring the bacon, yeah. I can bring the wood, and I'll lay the wood on her so good, she will want to sit down and have dinner, lunch, supper, breakfast, lunch, and dinner with gay people. She might even want to have sex with a gay guy, just because I'm so good. And
you know, I can't keep my disgust in.
Disgust? I'm trying to do the best I can.
All right, if you know, I'll say this. If you can have sex with that woman, Shirley Roper, and actually soften that woman, then you have my respect. So how is this going to come about?
Well, the first thing that we're going to need is money, and hold on for just a minute.
What do you mean, money?
Hold on for a minute. I did not see that angle. I saw a lot of different pictures of her. I did not see the face full on. And as you can see, Phil, as everyone in your audience can see, as you can see, Ms. Gray, and everyone in the studio, the face full on of Shirley Roper, this is going to take a lot of money.
Well, what does that mean, man?
What do you want us to pay you?
No, not you, but my Castorini Ministries is going to have to. I think Castorini Ministries is going to have to come up with. I don't know what. I mean, they'll have to come up with some kind of remuneration.
Remuneration.
Right, okay, they're going to have to pay me. If I'm going to climb... Oh, damn, look at that. I see the split screen. Did you have to do that?
I'm doing it so that people can watch the show in totality. Yeah, it's split screen. So that's Shirley on the right.
Look at that. So you need money... Wow.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think that's going back on your word, because what you're saying is, Dave Castorini can get it done. I can bring the wood, I can bring the bacon, whatever. And then we show you the woman's face, and you become a frightened thing. Just a thing quivering, some gelatinous thing.
What?
Just some quivering thing.
All right, wait. You did say that you were going to do this. Now you're expecting money. Who's paying?
The Castorini Ministry. We will take a donations, and we will obviously have to go to our larger donors and tell them this is going to take some money.
What was their understanding? You're going to do this for free?
Well, their understanding was that I was simply going to bring the Castorini Ministry to her, and we were going to start out with Bible readings. We would then bring in our prayer counselors. These are young men, 20 to 25 years of age, in bathing suits. Speedos, that kind of thing. They're also oiled up. And then we bring in the young ladies, and they're also in thong. And we continue on with the readings. And then gradually, slowly but surely, start to oil up Shirley.
All right, I don't want to hear this, okay?
Well, I don't either. And now, you know, man, it's going to take some money.
Yeah, you know what? Good luck, Castorini. That's all I got to say.
What is that? General, you're not in my church. I'll go to our people.
And what if you don't come up with the money?
I can tell you right now.
How much is it going to take?
Yeah, that's right. What's it going to take? How much money?
Looking at her face, and right now, for the first time, seeing a full frontal shot of her face, I would say this will cost... It's going to be mid-five figures, around $50,000.
Oh, get out of here. Are you... What do you think you are? The all-time stud... Of the Christian the ministry down through the ages?
Well, no, but if you want this woman, softened up and worked over, and given the Castorini touch, it's going to be $50,000.
Well, you know what, Castorini? I don't think it's worth it. If I was on your church board, I'd say, shit, forget it. I bet, you know what we can do? We can take her over there to the damn, what are they? I bet you, don't they have some of these places in Vegas where the women go and they got some greasy guy that can crawl all over them?
Oh, that's great. So you want to let the devil do the work?
It doesn't make any difference. I bet you they'd love her better than you if we paid you $1 million.
Well, okay, I would be happy to prove you wrong.
And how are you going to do that?
I'm not gay, but just to prove you wrong, I could...
Yeah, I'm blown, yeah.
You know, I'm going to kill you the next time I...
Right, thank you very much, Dave.
No, Phil, I...
I'm going to kick the next time I see that guy.
And when's that going to be?
I don't know. I'll kick his ass. Did he say he's going to...
Yeah, well, I see he's going to get blown, yeah.
He did, huh?
Yes.
I think that guy is loony, just like, you know, a lot of the people on the show. But I will tell you one thing. When he finally did get a look there at Shirley Roper, he did say suddenly set a price.
Well, Ida, I think even the craziest man is not going to go into a job like that. The craziest man is not going to hit a job like that unarmed. I think you're going to need a lot of liquor, a lot of booze.
Yeah, gonna have to get a lot of booze to kill whatever, bud.
What's wrong with you, bud?
Oh, it's my asthma. Get that blower, man. Ain't a blower. It's an inhaler.
Ah.
Gotta take a lot of drinks to kill the bug that I...
You shut your mouth.
Come on. All right, so...
I don't have any idea, to be honest with you, General, as to what the Castorini, you know, what the Castorini philosophy truly is. I don't know if he's been excommunicated from some larger church.
Well, that's what we need to find out. Is this part of the larger Pentecostal assembly?
See, that's what I don't know. I don't know what... I think it's time that we look into that.
Yep, I'm looking at that, sir.
Yeah, you and Bud both. Look into that. Find out... In what standing is this church held? I don't think there's probably any. And for him to say, you know, not that I necessarily disagree with the idea that Shirley Roper couldn't use, you know, just real good, heavy, ossity kind of sex, but the idea that Dave Castorini's going to be bringing it.
Yeah, that guy Castorini, let me tell you something, man. The day the Christian church, whatever constitutes the Christian church, the day they okay sex as a way of turning Shirley Roper's mind from garbage into something resembling a human being. Friend, that's the day I become a Christian in good standing, and I'll marry that guy Castorini. I'll make him my wife. There, you happy, Castorini?
I'll bet he's dancing for joy.
Yeah, I'll bet he is.
All right.
Well, that having been said, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
I'm Bud Dickman. Shut up!